Welcome to Benefits Update. This is Natalie Choate. Today, I get to talk about something I thought would never happen. The federal estate tax has been allowed to expire. As of January 1, 2010, there is no such thing as the federal estate tax, the generation skipping tax, the marital deduction, or a credit shelter trust. So now, we're getting questions from our wealthy clients. Client Barney has lived a full life, but he lies awake at night worrying about estate taxes. Now he sees his chance. He wants to know if he should kill himself right now to pass his assets to his children estate tax-free before Congress changes the rules again. Barney knows that even if Congress does nothing and doesn't change the rules, the estate tax is scheduled to come back into existence in 2011, with just a $1 million exemption. So Barney sees he's got to die right now in 2010 if he wants to save estate taxes for his family. Before Barney goes out on that window ledge, here are four estate planning reasons why dying right now might not be the best idea. In fact, why it might not even save any taxes at all. First, many states have a separate state estate tax. If Barney's estate is large enough to be subject to estate or inheritance taxes in his state, his death right now will trigger that tax. He could avoid that tax by moving to a different state, one that has no death taxes such as Florida, before he dies. The second reason is basis. When the estate tax disappeared, so did stepped-up basis. A little background here. Under the tax rules that applied through 2009, when a person died and left property to his beneficiaries, the beneficiaries might have to pay estate tax on that property, but they would get a new basis in the property for income tax purposes. The new basis was equal to the date of death value of the asset, regardless of whether the estate even was subject to estate taxes. This was usually called the stepped-up basis, on the assumption that assets always appreciate, though of course, if the asset had depreciated during the decedent's life, it could actually be a stepped-down basis. Well, effective in 2010, not only is the estate tax repealed, so is the stepped-up basis, for the most part. As of right now, we have something different. It's called carryover basis. The beneficiaries who inherit the decedent's property also inherit his income tax basis. Suppose Barney owns a home he bought for $40,000 in the 1950s, and it's worth $1 million now. If Barney had died on December 31st, 2009, his beneficiaries would inherit that house. They might have to pay some estate taxes on it, but they could sell it right away for its value of $1 million without having to pay any income taxes because of the stepped-up basis rule. But if Barney dies in January 2010, the same beneficiaries inherit the same house and they sell it for the same $1 million, they will have $960,000 of taxable gain. Because under the new rules, the property doesn't get a new basis at the owner's death. The owner's original basis carries over to the beneficiaries. For many families, this change could mean that the taxes the family pays on inherited property will actually be higher as a result of estate tax repeal. Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit, though. The new zero estate tax regime does not have 100% carryover basis. There is a limited stepped-up basis that is allowed. Specifically, survivors can get a stepped-up basis for up to $1.3 million of the appreciation in the decedent's property, plus an additional $3 million for assets passing to the surviving spouse. This limited basis step-up would allow smaller estates to escape the worst effects of carryover basis, and Barney's survivors could use some of their step-up basis allocation to shelter the gain on Barney's house. The third reason it may not be a good idea to kill yourself right now is that Congress could reinstate the estate tax at any moment. Many people are betting that Congress will do just that, and that the reborn estate tax will apply to all deaths in 2010, including deaths that occur prior to any new legislation. Now, some people argue it would be unconstitutional for a tax to be applied retroactively to deaths that have already occurred, but there is some precedent for retroactive application of a tax, so it may or may not be unconstitutional. If a retroactive tax is enacted and upheld by the Supreme Court, then Barney would have killed himself for nothing. And remember, unlike a Roth IRA conversion, death is not something that you can reverse out of before the due date of your tax return. That brings us to the fourth and final estate planning reason it may not be a good idea to die right now. Suppose Barney's estate plan is based on formulas that depend on the federal estate tax or federal transfer tax. For example, suppose his will leaves the maximum generation skipping exemption amount to his grandchildren, or his trust gives his wife the minimum amount needed to eliminate federal estate tax. If the estate tax stays repealed for 2010, or at least until after Barney's death, Barney's estate plan could become wildly distorted with these formulas. The entire estate might pass to his grandchildren, and with nothing going to his spouse or his children. And that particular situation will not necessarily be much better if Congress passes new estate tax legislation and makes it retroactive. How are the executors and trustees of Barney's estate supposed to divide up Barney's assets if the formula they are reusing refers to estate tax concepts? Are they supposed to use the tax rules that actually existed on the date of his death, which was zero estate tax? Or do they have to use the tax rules that are retroactively applied? The beneficiaries might litigate that question if they don't like the answers they get from Barney's executor and trustees. And then, what if there's a court challenge to the retroactive imposition of the estate tax? Barney's survivors could be left in limbo for years regarding who gets how much of the estate, even if it's a harmonious family. The bottom line is, everyone must amend their estate planning documents so that any formulas in the document will work to provide the intended benefits to the intended beneficiaries, regardless of the state of the estate tax at the testator's death. So, our final advice to Barney is, if you're going to kill yourself in 2010, first make sure it will actually save taxes, even if carryover basis applies. And also first make sure you're comfortable with your decision, even if the estate tax is retroactively restored. And if after those things are taken care of, you still want to do yourself in, then before you commit the final act, move to a state that has no death tax and amend your estate plan so it will work regardless of what the estate tax law is at the time. Now that we've straightened out Barney, I have another wealthy client, Edith. Edith has no intention of dying in 2010, but she wants to know if she can use this estate tax-free window of time to give away millions of dollars of assets to her children, tax-free. The answer is no. Even though the estate tax has been repealed for the time being, the gift tax has not disappeared. The gift tax continues in full force and effect, with just a $1 million exemption. The only change is that for now, the maximum rate on gifts is equal to the maximum income tax rate, currently 35%. You're probably wondering what all this has to do with my usual topic, which is retirement benefits. Well, retirement benefits are subject to all the same issues as other assets, especially the problem regarding how estate tax-based formulas will apply for decedents who die during this limbo period. So check your beneficiary designations along with your will and trust. And finally, what about the stepped-up basis stuff? Well, retirement benefits have never qualified for a stepped-up basis. So in a way, retirement benefits are now going to be more like other assets. The new no estate tax, no stepped-up basis regime, under that new regime, all assets have a carryover basis, just like retirement benefits have always had. But retirement benefits will continue, even under this new regime, to be somewhat inferior to other assets. Do you remember that $1.3 million basis step-up beneficiaries can use, or plus an additional $3 million step-up for assets passing to the surviving spouse? Those step-up in basis cannot be allocated to retirement benefits. So retirement benefits are still discriminated against. That's it for this month. As an estate planning lawyer in a world with no estate taxes, I'm heading down to the unemployment office to pick up my check. In the meantime, this is Natalie Choate saying Happy New Year for MorningstarAdvisor.com.